This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. California lawyer Sarah Jacqueline King, 41, moves into the Wynn Vegas Resort Hotel for 6 months, living in a villa normally, offered only to guests whose daily gambling totals are over $300,000. A butler feeds her dog with treats delivered on a silver platter and even takes the dog for walks on the Wynn's championship golf course. She gets around in luxury, buying a $132,000 Porsche electric sports car. Problem? It's not her money. King scams friends, family, celebrities, billionaires alike, saying she had a great short-term deal. Give her $10,000 on Wednesday, you'll get $20,000 back on Friday.
Nancy, King reportedly makes her money recruiting investors for LDR International to facilitate short-term loans to celebrities, professional athletes, and other high-net-worth individuals secured by the borrower's own assets. King is accused of fabricating loans using expensive cars, watches, and even NFL contracts as collateral.
King's attorney tried to rationalize the theft, saying the attorney's addicted to Xanax and consumes 10 drinks a day. In the end, Sarah Jacqueline King pleads guilty to wire fraud and money laundering, sentenced to 21 months in federal prison, and ordered to pay $8,785,045 in restitution. Good luck on ever seeing that. A Florida man gets close to a bison in the Lake Village area, Yellowstone. Not a surprise, the giant animal doesn't like it, rushing and goring the man. The National Park Service is once again warning visitors bison will defend their space if threatened and have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other animal. And you cannot outrun a bison. They can run 3 times faster than humans. The man has minor injuries and is treated by emergency medical personnel. Just wondering, is he going to sue the bison? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The U.S. Justice Department has indicted 2 alleged leaders of a Mexican drug cartel on narco-terrorism charges, accusing them of flooding the U.S. with fentanyl and other deadly drugs. Pedro Inzunza Noriega and his son, Pedro Inzunza Coronel, are said to run a violent faction of the Beltran Leyva organization, once part of the powerful Sinaloa cartel. Prosecutors say the pair led one of the world's most advanced fentanyl production networks and used violence, including kidnappings and killings, to secure trafficking routes, especially near the border city of Tijuana. Both men are still at large. The charges follow the cartel's designation as a foreign terrorist organization earlier this year. In December, Mexican forces seized more than 1,500 kilos of fentanyl linked to the group, the largest known bust to date. Nearly 5 decades after a young California mother was found murdered in her car, a fingerprint on a cigarette carton has led to an arrest. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has the story.
In 1977, 24-year-old Jeanette Ralston was found strangled in the backseat of her Volkswagen Beetle in San Jose, California. The case went cold for nearly 48 years. Now, authorities say a breakthrough came when a latent thumbprint on a carton of Eve cigarettes found in Ralston's car was re-examined using the FBI's updated fingerprint database. The print matched 69-year-old Willie Eugene Sims, a former Army private stationed at Fort Ord, about 68 miles south of San Jose, at the time of the murder. Investigators traveled to Ohio earlier this year to obtain a DNA sample from Sims, which they say matched DNA found under Ralston's fingernails and on the shirt used to strangle her. Sims was arrested in Jefferson, Ohio, and arraigned in Ashtabula County Court before being extradited to California. He faces a murder charge and, if convicted, could receive a sentence of 25 years to life in prison. Homicide Team Supervisor William Weigel emphasized the importance of allowing the legal process to unfold, cautioning against rushing to judgment. Ralston's son, Alan, who was 6 years old at the time of her death, expressed gratitude for the renewed efforts in solving the case, saying, "I'm just glad that somebody cared."
Willie Eugene Sims remains in custody without bail, with his next court appearance scheduled for August 12th.
Thanks, John. Raja McQueen, 27, comes home to Cleveland for summer. The Rosedale Bible College student, also the mom of 2, chats on the phone with her sister, June 24, That's the last time anyone sees or hears from her. Her family contacts the man she's been dating, but he gives conflicting accounts of when he last saw Raja. Cops investigate and find surveillance of her at a gas station in Cleveland 2 days after she spoke with her sister. Surveillance video captures her in her silver Nissan Sentra with a man the family recognizes hours later. Surveillance captures Raja's car with bullet holes in the roof and rear passenger door. The license plate has been swapped with a dealer's plate and placed in the back window. Neither Raja nor the car seen since. Raja, African American, 5'8", 130 pounds, a tattoo on the right shoulder, left arm, chest, and right thigh. There is a $30,000 reward. If you have info about Raja, please call the FBI tip line 216-583-5383. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.